This is Richard Roth, and I'm here with Carol Russoff, founder of the Teen Theater Project. Tell me the whole name and tell me a little about it.
It's the Hudson Teen Theater Project, and I'm the founder and director of it, and it's about 9 years old now. When I came to Columbia County, I realized that I didn't do leisure very well, and I wanted to practice what I love most and feel passionate about and have always been involved in, which is theater, and in particular teenagers, who I'm very fond of being with, I think more than adults even. Gary Shiro over at the Opera House invited me to start a small program, which I did. That was about 9 years ago. And for a long time, we got a grant from the state, and then poor state, the coffers became empty, and we started raising private funds, as many people have had to do who have had nonprofits in the past few years. And we're by the skin of our teeth surviving. So in the past couple of years, I've had a lot of kids come along in the summertime. So we have gone from doing improv and scene work and small plays to big production. And last year, we were pleased to be in the park doing Midsummer Night's Dream, but it rained. So Gary got a conditional use permit for the magnificent upstairs theater, and we did Midsummer. And this year, finding a place to be, we found the Basilica, and they gave us a wonderful charitable price for renting for a week, and that's where we are going to be starting tonight.
So now you'll be in the, there's the big main room, and then there's a sort of theater with a raked auditorium and so on.
Right. We are in the sort of theater with the raked house, and the fans are on, and we will hope to create a breeze and be able to enjoy our version of the Canterbury Tales by Geoffrey Chaucer from the 14th century.
And did you develop your own script?
Yes, we did. We took a bare-bones script that we found in Northern California. I found, literally, practically on the street. And it was three of the many tales that Chaucer tells as pilgrims are traveling from different parts of England to Canterbury Cathedral to pray to Thomas Becket. Whoops, there's something big going by, a big truck. And so they stop at the Tabard Inn overnight on their way to the Canterbury Cathedral, and they decide to have a tale-telling contest. And Geoffrey Chaucer wrote many tales, but we chose three of them, The Knight's Tale, The Wife of Bath's Tale, and The Franklin's Tale. And it's all in rhyming couplets, and we added lots of our own rhyming couplets. And we're having a good time with it.
These tales, they have a humorous side.
They're humorous, and they're some of them are like dirty limericks that we actually had to clean up.
The wife of Bath
is quite a girl, and she's played by our dear local Jane Anderson, who has just graduated from Hudson High and is on her way with a full scholarship to Vassar. And on her way, she's going to do The Wife of Bath, and then off she goes to college.
How large is the cast?
The cast is, I think, 19 kids from all over the county, and they're terrific.
Of which now all 19 have speaking roles?
All 19 have speaking roles. I never leave someone out. If there's a kid at the door who wants to participate, they participate. There are no rejections. There's just finding what is best for them and nurturing the growth of skills and the refinement of technique so they can do their very, very best and surprise them, their very own selves, with how much they've stretched and how well they can do.
How long was the rehearsal?
We started in April. And it's been touch and go and bumpy this time because the kids have so many commitments outside of school and along with school, graduation and clubs and competitions and sicknesses and excitements and proms. Proms were big.
So how often, how many times a week do you get together?
At the beginning, we got together 2 days a week. And then in May, we got together 3 days a week. And at the end of June here, we've gotten together 4 days a week.
And forgive me for knowing so little, but do you have lighting and costumes and the whole?
We have costumes and lighting by the skin of our teeth. Again, wonderful people have come along and volunteered and donated their time and equipment and tender, loving care. So the costumes are from all sorts of disparate sources from the county, from people who happen to have lots of costumes in their barns to Taconic High and Hudson High, who've donated the use of their costumes for this show. It's been quite a wonderful voyage in terms of community participation.
So I guess this means that there are the 19 teens who were in the cast, and then there's a sort of supporting crew behind the scenes.
Right, right. We have a lovely girl named Irlanda who's fresh from Haiti, who came here recently and is staying with the Murphy family, who is being on lights, and she's learning language at the same time that she's learning lighting cues. And it's a big group of all sorts of people pitching in.
The show runs how long?
It's just under 2 hours, counting a 15-minute intermission. And we will be, for those, it's going to be a hot night. So we have just decided to have lots and lots of water there for people with which they can sprinkle themselves or drink. If someone has an ice cream truck, call me at 917-886-8156. I think you can make a lot of money tonight with ice cream.
So again, this is how many nights?
This is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. It is a free show, fun for the whole family, at the Basilica Hudson on Front Street, past the station. We also have the anachronism of the train station, so that when we hear the big whistle of the train, I'm going to ask the audience to pretend it's a dragon.
Is there anything else you'd like people to know?
No, but if they're interested in participating in any way in the Hudson Teen Theater Project, we're going to continue. I have my eyes on doing The Myth of Persephone, which is a great, terrific myth about the seasons, a Greek myth, in the fall. And we're going to do it through improvisational work, so I'm going to form a new improvisational company of teenagers. And our teenagers are as old as 25. There's some kids who've been with me for quite a while and have gone to college and have come back. And so if you're a little bit older than a teenager, that's okay too, as long as you're sort of young. Say under 30.
And why don't you say the number once again for the ice cream truck? I like this idea.
Oh, let's have some ice cream. 917-886-8156. Call me if you have an ice cream truck, and we'll make a deal you can't refuse.
Carol, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.